DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Bryce.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
This is it, man.
This is it. This is the final
the
one.
The last yeah. one. The
Welcome to that last thing. Right here.
Not for the show. The show isn't going away.
Just live.
We're just getting
studio.
Rid of some
yeah.
dead weight.
Ouch. Fuck, man.
Wow.
You know, I might be dead.
My wife is cracking up.
I might be dead weight, but I still have live feelings, man. Come on.
Really? We haven't killed those?
No, not yet.
This show.
Okay, this is it. This is really... Okay, Jim, this is like... Intervention meets like just like full on tough love.
Mostly tough.
Mostly tough.
Not so much love.
Tough hate is what it is.
So yeah, man. Fucking asshole.
What? Like I'm not.
We tried to get you drunk enough to get you a DUI and get sent to prison. Somehow you avoided that.
Daddy's still drinking. Don't put that outside the realm of possibilities. Yeah. but no, if it, I'm not leading me like Rick Emerson did, because Rick Emerson left because he had a book deal. He had something else he was trying to move forward.
Yeah, towards. And what has he written since that first book?
I don't know.
Slacker.
Not much. Court and Fatboy, they left because they were just, it was 7 years, they had enough. I'm leaving because I need to help out my mom, and that's the most
You can
important.
Say it, man. Man up and say it. You've had enough.
No. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. I will come back. I am like that, like, weeble wobble, but they don't fall down kind of thing. My ass is round and buoyant, and I will come back up every time.
Quite hammy, apparently.
Oh, Jesus God. Yeah, when Malia brought up the hams thing, because she loves to refer to my butt as the hams. Little hams.
That was great.
That was awesome.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. That was
of course.
Fun.
There will be yeah. pictures on that one.
And a video.
And a video. God.
Really? There was a video involved?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Guys are dicks.
Poor Jim holding his baby who looks just as upset as he does, but for an entirely different reason.
Just disappointed. Like, oh, really? These are the family I was born? Oh, man. I was supposed to be like, you know, of a lineage of a kings and queens, not fat ass and disappointment.
Oh. Yeah, you really that's... called Malia that?
No, I'm the fat ass and disappointment. She's the queen. So, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's the long and the short.
Okay, so we're hoping that our good friend
to be
and...
interrupted.
Yeah, hoping to be interrupted.
Always.
We're hoping our very good friend Dennis Pitzenbarger will grace us with his presence.
I really love to see him before he goes because, as I was saying before we went on the air, he was the first person to actually bring a show together that actually gave James and myself a chance to kind of interact with each mm-hmm. other on the mic, and it was so much fucking fun. And we ran over that poor guy, time and fuck time. He's got like legitimate things like the brand new Chargers are coming out. Just like, yeah, and by the way, Storm Shadow was a total piece of shit. Here's 15 reasons why. You know, it's trying to get his point out, but like, we just would never let him do that. So,
well, what's really bad is a lot of times he just kind of went with it because he's a big nerd, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's more of a car nerd, but there's some just plain old nerd in Dennis. It's just wrapped up in a lot of cool. And but you and I always brought that out of him. Also a little bit of pedophile occasionally.
Well, no, not pedophile. Just willing to punch a little person. As we watch Willow.
You still think punch a little person. See, I think sexual deviant.
Wow, really?
He's willing to take a shot at a ninja.
If you can edit into the show, his exact words from that episode.
His exact words were, I would take a shot at a midget.
Yeah.
He was referring to a midget racing car.
Yeah.
But that's not how Jim and I took it.
No, no.
Jim took it as he would punch a little person, whereas I took it as
a
night of fun.
I will cause like sexual trauma to a little person, which is why you're much more like lower on the evil like deviant scale than Dennis will ever be, hopefully.
You can worship at my feet. You may call me Satan.
Worship.
You may call me Satan.
Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Again, window open, neighbors listening.
It's okay, they're used to it.
Yeah.
By now. If not, there'd be a lot more police here right now.
There's a helicopter hovering over your apartment.
That's the CIA. Now. That's a completely different thing.
Totally unrelated.
So this is it. So this is the last show. So this is the time that we can get out any grievances.
Wait.
Except grievances? For Jim.
All right, well, bring it on then. Bring it on. What you got?
I think we've humiliated you enough for one day.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Mercy was the one thing I never expected from Not Another Podcast. Not another burst of mercy? No, I did not think that was ever going to fucking happen.
Keep pushing, dude.
All right. So bring it to it. So what, if anything, would you have loved to have done with the show now that I'm leaving that we can't do?
Oh, we talked like about a lot of things.
Like a live show maybe somewhere?
I would have loved to have done a live show.
To our one audience member. It would have been more of a
at his house.
Dude, he is fucking rad as shit. He showed up at my farewell party a couple of weeks ago. And so, you know, he's also an amazing human being, but he'd probably be the only one showing up to buy tickets.
We don't have enough money to pay people to show up.
I was going to say, we'd have to give tickets
not
away.
What is this? Not Another Podcast?
Never heard of this.
It should be Not Another Podcast featuring, like, Jim Brewer. Like, throw like, some random celebrity.
Starring Kevin Smith, Jim Brewer.
Kevin Smith looks different, and he didn't talk at all about the whole, like, Clerks thing.
Not once.
Clerks 3, really?
He talked nerdy, but he didn't talk about any of his movies.
Nerdy but not dirty. Dirty but not nerdy, whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be weird. When I go back there, it's a place.
Your life
gonna
is going to
take
end.
Forever because he's going to have dial-up, so getting a hold of him will take forever.
We're talking about doing
an Amish
Skype in
engine.
Shows and stuff, but yeah, out there, I mean, it's going to be rough because
you have
wind-up modem.
My modem is powered by a windmill, first off, which means it's got like constant, you know, connection. It just takes a while for it to happen. And my computer's made of wood, you know, back there.
Getting splinters when you're typing on the keyboard has got to suck.
Forget about it. Yeah, it's going to be rough, man, because, I mean, I've experienced so much from moving here to Portland from Pennsylvania, and now going back there, you know, it's going to be a rough because we're not just going back there for any other reason except for to do more hard work to get Mom's house in order so that she can move out of there and find someplace that's comfortable for her overall. It's just going to be a tough road to hoe all the way around. So
yeah, but you're not even coming back. You're going to fucking Wisconsin.
I'm sorry. Is it
the
cheap
state
to
that
live?
She'll not be named?
Is it cheap to Voldemort, Wisconsin is where I'm moving to. But is it cheap to live in Portland anymore? Even the outskirts?
Like, I don't think it's cheap to live anywhere anymore.
Exactly. Hmm. You know, and even Lancaster too. Like I said before, Lancaster's becoming like a smaller version.
See, here's the thing: you keep saying that the cost of living there is cheap, but is that just housing?
No.
How much does a gallon of milk cost
in Wisconsin?
Free.
The dairy state? Pretty fucking cheap, bro. I'm just going to say that. Cheese
you
and
think
beer.
So.
Hey, curdled milk is cheap.
Dale
cottage
milk.
Cheese.
I was going to say, a bowl of cottage cheese is pretty cheap.
Do you know where they came up with the name for cheese? You know where the name cheese came from? Back in the old days, back when like the guys were living in caves, they figured out how to milk cows, and they put them in like these clay pots in these caves that they were living in. In the summertime, it would get a little hot. The humidity would sort of affect the smell, the texture of the milk. So one day, this guy goes in there to check out the milk. Looks up the pot and is like, cheese! That's where it came from. That's Mel Brooks, by the way. So if you don't laugh, then you're a fucking anti-Semite. BT dubstep. Final show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Big Jim, and I'm out of here. And I'm out. Drops mic, walks off stage, gets in car. Drives away, cries the whole time, regrets life, regrets so very many things, you know, in regards to life and career. And then drives into a pit.
But he never leaves Portland, and that's what we're shooting for.
Yep.
So wait, you want me to die in Portland? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
So I can die anywhere, but I have to die here in Portland?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as soon as I get some horrible, like, you know, disease or whatever, I'll come back to Portland.
No.
No.
You can't leave.
Well,
it's like the Hotel California.
Oh, okay.
One of us.
Google gobble, Google gobble. One of us. One of us.
Haven't you noticed my wife cleaning her sniper rifle today?
Yeah, it's like all day. Like, you know, the barrel, the scope. Mm-hmm. Making sure that everything's all lined up properly. Like, is she going hunting later on?
Yes.
Is it deer hunting?
She's going bum hunting.
Bum hunting? Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't have a job. Bums don't have a job.
It's just a coincidence, Jim. Just
so
a coincidence.
What do you guys want to fucking talk about, goddammit?
Well, getting back to what we were just talking about things that we've wanted to do with the show that we never got around to, we talked for months about doing radio dramas.
Yes.
Like putting together, you know, we just never got around to it.
Sadly, yeah, life gets in the way.
We had some really good ideas, too. We were talking about doing a group of guys who have all suffered the loss of their families at the hands of vampires, and we're going to hunt them.
Yeah.
That was a really good idea. And then we had another idea where it was just a group of, like, paranormal experts. Kind of supernatural without, you know, supernatural.
Well, the vampire story was going to be called The Vampires That Actually Took All of Our Families' Lives were a bunch of, like, Jersey Shore douchebags. It was going to be called Kiss from a Bro. And the theme song would be written by Seal, which was a great song, by the way. There is so much I can tell you is my... Chip my tooth there.
You deserve
it. It'll grow back. Necromancy. There it is. But yeah, no, we had
Did
ideas
for... Did
you
say necropansy?
Necromancy. Thank you. No. There was also... The AZ thing that you and I were a part of back in the day, Aaron Duran and various other people were involved back in the day. We wanted to sort of like take
we had a spinoff of that
to the next level, and it just never kind of caught traction.
We had like four or five full scripts written for that.
I think you did. I did very little to sort of help move that thing along. I was kind of
as
like,
it should be. Yeah.
There's a name for it. It's called dead weight, and that's what it was for the most part.
I need to find those scripts. I've got them written. They're pretty damn good.
And for those of you who don't know, AZ was a Portland-based live radio serial that was based in Portland about if zombies attacked, Portland, Oregon.
It followed a group of survivors that were on Ross Island, I believe.
Well, initially at Ross Island, and it sort of moved on from
well,
there.
Well, you and I had come up with kind of a spinoff, same time frame, same era, but... Our group of survivors were holed up in a very large store. Actually, I think you worked there. The storage facility off of I-84.
Yes.
And we were going to call it Homestead.
Totally, yeah.
And our first adventure was actually going to cross over with AZ.
Because that's the one thing that I don't think that...
We had a couple of characters. And actually, I had given the script to a couple of the people, and they liked it. And Aaron Duran, who was kind of the leader of AZ, was totally into it.
Yeah.
And... was like, I would like to do this down the road, but we have to establish.
Yeah.
And I was like...
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, totally cool with that. Because
that's one thing that I don't think that a Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead has ever really touched on this. One of the best places to go would be a self-storage facility. Because you've got... All you need is a pair of bolt cutters. You can go through any number of units. There's food. There's, supplies.
Yeah.
There's guns. There's jet skis, I think. I don't know. We don't know. Until you break in there, and then you
nothing like killing zombies with a jet ski. But yeah, we had the first script completed.
Yeah.
And we had at least 3 to 4 others in various degrees of
completion.
And I had notes for other episodes, and we had this great subplot for one of the guys who was kind of a douchebag, and like all this stuff that like. Your character, Jim, would know about and be trying to, like, warn everyone, but, your best friend, who I was going to play and kind of, like, the looked-upon leader, even though he didn't want to be, would just, like, just trying to maintain everyone.
Yeah.
Just, like, I understand where you're coming from, but, look, we have all these people, so let's not make waves kind of thing.
Don't make it personal, but at the same time, just, like, I'm trying to bring about, like, there's a storm coming.
He's a big picture guy, whereas, like... Your character was very much about the personal people, whereas my character was big picture, got to keep everyone alive, and then when we started doing this and Bryce came on board, we had a character idea for him. He was going to be a guy that we found in a convenience shop that his parents had owned. He was also, because that was the thing, is you and I were current military.
Yes, or, yeah, something along those lines.
And Bryce's
yeah.
character was going to be current military, but he's going to be like Marines, whereas you and I were Army.
Yeah.
So
there's that clash there between the...
yeah, there was that, and he was like kind of a loner because he was like Special Forces and just... he'd seen some shit.
Yeah.
Basically. But he came in, he was going to come in and be like kind of...
one shot, one kill. Thank you, die again.
I think we had actually discussed like when that character was introduced, our characters would be at odds with each other because of this other person. And so Bryce's character would come in and kind of bring us back together and help us see that, you know, it is about the people, but it's also about the bigger picture.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, he was going to be like the conscious that we were losing because of everything that was happening.
Yeah.
You know, we had some really interesting ideas and we just never got to them. And that's the one thing that just still to this day bugs me.
Well, I mean, now is the age of technology. You've got... you know, a board here that you can record stuff on. I got a board that I'll be taking with me back to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I can record stuff. We can still make this
whole
thing
happen.
Yeah,
it can still happen. One of the, and we've gotten quite a cast of characters on this show.
Yeah.
Between our good friends Nick, our
your
friend
celebrity
Sean.
Friend.
Jeff Mitchell, yeah.
Yes, Jeff Mitchell.
He would totally be down for it, I think.
Oh, my God.
As there's the just one Portland? Person I think would be great, but we just... we can't do it because every time he gets near technology, it just falls apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to call him Luddite Dan. Great guy. I think we'd have a lot of fun with him, but every time he gets near it, just shit
stops.
Shuts down. Yeah.
I know. We haven't had as many issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the computer has worked him out of its system.
Yeah. So it's time to bring him back.
Yeah.
Put the user back in the matrix. Yep. And let's find out.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean... it sucks, but it's still, you know, it's still plausible.
Yeah.
All these things are still plausible. It's just a matter of getting to them,
yeah.
You know. And it's, I think it's something we're all passionate about. So it's something that will likely see the light of day.
Hopefully, somewhere down the road, this will finally get traction and become a thing. Because, James, you're a fantastic... usually, James is the one that writes the scripts, and then I'll send them to me. I'll be like, you know, I can sort of change this, that,
you're,
the
you're
other.
The polisher, yeah.
Yeah. It's flattering that you call me that.
You're the tracer.
Yes. I'm the inker, goddammit. I don't trace.
You're a tracer.
I'm not a fucking tracer. Fuck you. But speaking of down the road, is this going to be a music show or what?
Yes, it is. And I was going to get to that.
All right. Well, just, you know, I'm just saying.
Such a fucking hurry.
He was going to bring up your travel.
I'm
fine,
double parked.
Fine.
See what I did there with the whole, like...
Little late.
You had that coming. You had that coming.
Not in the face. Got the other one, too.
Yep. So,
yeah.
Jim is leaving.
Yes, I am.
Quitter.
I'm not quitting.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
My family.
Shut up.
My mom.
Shut up.
Gave me birth. Love her a lot. Just trying to keep her alive.
And you're leaving. Now, your lovely better half is flying.
She's flying. On the 19th, her flight leaves at like 6 in the morning. And she and our tiny Pooba are going to be flying from Portland to Pennsylvania. So she's got a full day of flying involved.
Mm-hmm.
She's leaving at 6 a.m. She's going to get to Philadelphia about 4 p.m. But that's, you know, through various, you know, time changes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, I'm more concerned about her travels because our kiddo's never been in the air before. She doesn't know about, like, you know, the way that the pressurization in
NyQuil.
The cabin happens. NyQuil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like a good dose
of NyQuil.
Just
rub it on a rag and like shove it in her face. Like, what's it smell like? What's that smell like?
But you're driving.
Yeah, I'm driving a Penske truck and towing our other vehicle from Portland to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. You have two vehicles.
Well, our van we're actually going to give to Malia's friend who's already got one kid and is pregnant with twins, all three of which are... brace yourself, gingers. So she's going to need a vehicle to sort of transport them all around. So
you're leaving C4 in the van.
Well, let's put labels on things like explosives or whatever. It's actually that liquid stuff from Die Hard 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Die Harder or whatever it is. And, that's what we're going to put in there. And then once they hit over 88 miles an hour, gone. Whoosh. Gone.
So...
I don't think the
big long road trip for you. By yourself.
Yeah, about five to six days. I'm also stepping off in Wisconsin to visit with my aunt and my uncle. My aunt is very ill, and she is nearing, you know, a bad part in, you know, whatever. And so I want to see her one last time before she passes.
You better
drive fast. Well, shit.
Not that I've heard anything.
Well, dude, okay, so this woman, she fought cancer three times. She fought it first as breast cancer, beat it. It metastasized years later as lung cancer, beat it a second time. It came back a third time as brain cancer, and that's the one that's basically taking her out right now. Mm-hmm. And so she's now at the point where, like, hospice is involved. They're trying to get her comfortable and everything else. I want to see her one last time, and I'm not going to get a better opportunity than when driving from one coast to the other than to see her, you know, before I go on. So
well, I was trying to get this on a up note, but Jesus, you just drug this down.
You know, and a small dog, not unlike Lassie, was just killed in the parking lot. So sad.
Well, I guess
road
we're
trips.
Not,
you know, here's the thing. Well, I love about road trips. You got the beef jerky. You got the bad bean burritos from every truck stop.
Are you taking like? Do you know what like snack food you're taking?
Well, you know, I'm going to take at least five Vizos with me. So I have a Vizo for every day that I'm going to be gone because I need one a day. That's
you,
it.
Just, you better double up.
No. I call it the gummy berry juice because it only really works for me once a day. Once that caffeine and, like, you know, vitamin dump has hit my system, it's not going to work a second time unless it's been 24 hours or I passed out at some point in time. So I'm thinking about driving about maybe somewhere between 8 to 10, maybe 12 hours a day. For 5 days to get from here to...
I wouldn't go more than 12.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Okay. No, well, see, here's the thing. When my wife and I moved to Montana...
Yeah. How long did that take?
That was a... Without stopping, it would have been like a 28-hour trip.
Yeah.
We drove... We left, I think... We left here at like 7 in the morning. We tried to leave very early. And we drove until 10 that night. And we made it to Great Falls at... Like
Great Falls, New Jersey?
Great Falls, Montana.
Oh, okay.
And it was like it was late. It was after midnight.
Yeah.
And we hit some traffic, so it slowed us down in a couple places.
Yeah.
So it was later. And of course, you know, you have to stop every so often for gas, and I will tell you, those big box vans fucking eat gas.
Oh,
just
dude, yeah.
Eat gas.
And I'm towing a fucking an SUV behind me the whole time, so The truck with the tow attachment is going to be a grand by itself for 10 days is what we have it for. The gas we estimated initially at about $450 for the
trip. Go higher.
Yeah, well, because we found this website. It's called gasbuddy.com, and it'll show you if you go from point A to point B, it shows you all the gas stations along that route. What's the fastest? What's the easiest route traffic-wise?
Do you have places you're staying, or are you just going to sleep in the van?
No. But it also includes hotels and motels along the way. So it'll tell you what their current rates are
for hourly rates.
Yeah. Well, you know, just saying. Daddy wants to jerk off in a hot tub. Come on. Bring the ruckus, son.
Could have gone my whole life without hearing that. So anyone who's ever been on a long road trip knows that the key to keeping going is what's on the radio.
Agreed, yeah.
Or what kind of music you have. It always keeps you going. And one of my favorite things about planning a road trip is planning the music.
Okay.
I love sitting down and going, these are the songs that I want to listen to when I'm driving. For whatever reason, they relax me, they get me pumped up, so I want to, you know, get there faster,
speed,
whatever. Exactly. You know, I mean, there are, you know...
Trooper. What? What?
I'm so glad he's leaving. I'm so glad.
You don't have to speak. Finally. Just raise a little bit of help.
So,
Would you stop hitting me in that same spot?
It's just there.
I'm building a callus, you son of a bitch.
I'll go for the other one next.
Thank you. Would you mind?
You're welcome.
Equally painful. Equally painful.
So, God, I really wish Dennis was here because we were going to hit this topic a year ago.
Yeah.
We've been sitting on this for a fucking year. And another thing that sucks about him not being here, we can't do Car Wars.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, again, like I said, when I get to Pennsylvania, we get our whole thing set up. I can call in. We can do like a remote kind of a situation. We'll just do it like that. How's that sound?
Maybe. If we get around to it. Yeah. Whatever.
If you give a fuck, if you remember me. So as like, exit the city, limits, like, no, fuck him.
He's dead to us!
He's dead!
Dead to us!
He's dead!
So we've had these songs that we all figured out what are the songs that we'd like to listen to while on a road trip. And, Jim, I think you should listen to all of these and see if maybe they will help you on your trip to hell.
Okay, so who's first?
Who wants to go first? Let's do Jim.
I'll go first.
It's his last show. So.
Now, I sent you three suggestions yesterday, and you said you'd already gotten mine.
Yeah, from a year ago.
Well, I know. Oh, yeah. This is one of them right here. Little ZZ Top. Making it happen. Come on. Open road. No one's in front of you.
This is a great riff.
You put that foot down, and you just feel the gasoline slowly building, 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 and then boom.
Eventually. Oh. You didn't building hit the post, Jim.
Also building. Slowly building. And then eventually.
There's a lot of build up for a big letdown.
But there's still more.
A big letdown. There it is.
There we go. Lagrange.
Lagrange.
French pretentious asshole. Lagrange is a fucking. It's a great song. To me, like, if I'm in traffic driving from like one part of the city to the other, I have a hard time not just flooring it because you hear that fucking just kick in.
Yeah, when it kicks in, you really want to like. You want to be moving. Yeah.
And ZZ Top is just fucking solid all the way around. So.
You know what they say. She's got legs. And she knows how to use them.
No, bro. No. Shit.
Don't you tell me no on your left.
I don't even remember what I sent in.
So Slayer?
This would be a surprise.
Probably.
Yeah.
As soon as he hears it, he's like, yeah.
Oh, I know what this is.
This is not a typical Bryce song.
Especially because it's rap.
I was going to say, this. I'm trying to place it.
You won't.
You won't.
No.
Hold up.
Crank it up a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a good, like, you know, constant speed, kind of like just cruising by, looking at the area around you, having a good time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yellow Wolf.
Yeah. Yellow Wolf?
Yellow.
Yellow Wolf.
Yeah.
Bryce is really getting into this.
Dude, it's a good song.
I had no idea you were into hip-hop. I had no clue.
Depends
on the color of the quadruped. Yellow and wolf, done. On
way to
point.
Make it racist.
You bastard.
What
Dude,
seven.
He's from Alabama. He's white as can be.
Well, white wolf sounds like he's a white supremacist.
Yeah.
You know? All right, James, what you got?
Okay. This one I love.
All right, let's take a dump on it.
Ministry?
Nope.
Trooper?
No. And also, it's a little Armored Saint.
Armored Saint?
Armored Saint.
Armored Taint?
Exactly.
Ow.
Rain of Fire.
Ring of Fire for Armored Taint?
I'm going to shove that mic up your ass. So
it's called gonorrhea.
Yeah, well, just don't put it in my, you know, angry circle. There we go. See, James, I think you, much like myself, you look a good, solid, just like, you know, fast as you can go.
Yeah.
Fast as that foot will get you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
You know. I'm digging it. All right. Yeah, Armored Taint. They're a good band. Is it one guy?
No Volvo dump truck for you.
Volvo dump truck?
Honey, bring me my sword.
Oh, Jesus, here we go. Just stab Jim. When in doubt. Do you hear how bored she says? Like, all right, fuck it. If you're going to stab him, go for the vital points. All the major arteries. You goddamn right.
you, Queen.
Have you ever seen a little movie called Iron Eagle? It's a story about a guy by the name of
Eagle.
Doug.
Iron Eagle.
Doug Masters, whose dad was flying in the Air Force, gets shot down in a country almost identical to Iraq by a guy that looks
similar
exactly
but
like
legally
Saddam,
existing.
Looks just like Saddam Hussein. I swear to God. And so his son, who's a Air Force brat, he's living on the base. He convinces this guy, Chappie, a.k.a. Lou Gossett Jr., mm-hmm. to help him create this whole idea that, you know, they're going to steal two planes from the U.S. Air Force, have it fully locked, fully loaded, have a refuel midair between point A and fuck you, Afghanistan, and go in there, save his dad, come back, and pulls it off. Remarkably, there's something called the helix bomb, or the I don't know.
I'm still waiting to hear how this relates to driving.
Because did you hear? It's Queen. That was Queen right there. Queen did that song. Play it again. Play it again, please.
No,
I'm asking.
No, you get one.
You play it
you
again.
Get one. You one. Get
oh, I'm sorry.
One.
Are we double parked right now? We only have time enough.
You are double parked, and we only have time for one.
The name of the song is called One Vision. The song is called Queen. The band is called Queen. And the movie is called Iron Eagle. Look it up. It's good for fucking... If it's good enough...
Mine all sound fucking weird.
That was weird. That's not how it downloaded.
So you're going to give me shit for having Queen, One Vision, but
I didn't
Fuel...
I didn't give you shit. I just looked at you like this.
Well,
same way I look at you every time.
You see, you're looking at disappointment grosses many spectrums for the most part.
Dude, that sucks, man. I dig this song for driving. This is a
great
driving song.
Nothing says driving like Fuel.
Yeah.
The only reason why I'm on the fence with this is because...
you hate America.
Why do you love Al-Qaeda, Jim?
Well,
do you support ISIS, Jim?
My reason for...
Why are you voting for Trump, Jim?
First of all, Trump is totally misunderstood. He says what he thinks.
Shut up.
But no, I love a lot of other Metallica songs. Fuel to me sounds like... Well, it came from, what was it, Reload?
Reload, yeah.
Yeah.
Only good song on that album.
Low Man's Lyric?
That was on Load.
Was that Load or Reload?
I'm pretty sure that was Load.
Okay, well...
Here goes Bryce with his fucking pocket knowledge here.
Either way, yeah. If Fuel was the only good song off of Reload, then I get that. But to me, it felt like they were trying to do a Kickstart My Heart version of their own. All right, well.
Okay, then.
Apparently, James Hetfield is calling Bryce, like, put the motherfucker on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Low Man's Lyric was on Reload.
It was on Reload.
Okay,
finally,
Jim got one correct.
Yeah. But Low Man's Lyric... Great. It's a slower, casual, mm-hmm. like, you know, unplugged song. But I feel like, you know, Fuel, it to me, it felt almost cartoon. Like, it's not in Metallica's wheelhouse, which is usually like very introspective, very well crafted. You know, I'm thinking of like stuff like fucking like, you know, of Wolf and Man, you know.
Like St. Anger.
Yeah. Well, fucking, of course, yeah, I love St. Anger.
Point, set, Sweet match, Amber. Bryce.
Yeah.
But
again,
for a driving song.
Okay, I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying that for me, Fuel just felt like it was like a tacked on song almost to that album. I know they could do so much better. They love fast cars. They love driving fast. It felt like they were trying to go for like more of a thrash metal than like a heavy metal.
See, for
song.
Me, if I was gonna go just a straight driving song for Metallica, it'd be the one they did for the Mission Impossible movie. Because it's got that great riff, that bang,
down, 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 down.
See, and that's like, and the, of course, you're watching fucking, I think it's Lars drive a Camaro, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking drives. Come on. He has a driver.
But no, again, for the money, like, again, if it comes on the radio, yes, my foot is to the goddamn floor.
I'm trying to think of the song you're talking about. I know I have it.
Yeah, don't,
I disappear?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it's I disappear.
Bryce is looking. Here's my
Metallopedia over here.
Oh, that's fucking.
Maybe?
Close. It sucks because we're only getting one channel.
It's too thrashy for maybe.
It's a little known band called Helloween. I'm Alive.
Yes!
This is a fucking pedal to the metal, straight down the road as fast as you can.
Many 50 people.
Fucking police yeah. behind you. You don't give a fuck. You're flying double birds because it's a straight stretch of road. You don't need
to. Who's out the back just like spraying gunfire at the cops behind you?
Yeah.
Helicopters overhead. Fucking Helloween, man.
Yeah. Yes. Such a great riff. Off of the, what is it? Keeper of the Keys, Part 1.
Keeper of the Keys.
I believe that's what it's called.
Interesting.
I can't remember now.
Yeah, well.
They had two albums in the 80s. It was like Keeper of the Keys, Part 1 and Part 2. It was like the albums that put them on the map.
Yeah.
Fucking, and that's the opening song.
I don't remember what my third song was.
Well, let's find out.
Okay. This is late night.
Exactly,
sun's
yeah.
Sun's gone down.
You're pulling out of that late night diner.
Fucking headlights going past you. This is the Pantera version of Planet Caravan, mind you. Or no, actually, this is
Sabbath.
This is Sabbath, yeah. Planet Caravan, like, you know, just in the middle of nowhere. Montana can suck my dick for a lot of reasons.
Hoping you can find a gas station.
Yeah, just praying that you've got enough fumes.
It's just on E, but it's... Please, God, I hope I can find gas.
But, I mean, even if you ran out of gas, you can sort of get out of your car and just look up into the sky.
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing but stars as far as the fucking eye can see.
Mm-hmm. This is that chill driving song.
Exactly.
You don't want to... floor it. You're just enjoying the cruise.
Exactly.
I would have to say for me, one of my ultimate driving songs, which didn't make it on here, was Shine On Your Crazy Diamond.
Oh, yes!
Floyd 1 through 3. That screams cruising down a highway.
Totally.
Street lights.
See, that's the thing, too. It's like we've been talking about driving fast, but there's nothing better than just
like a cruise.
A slow cruise. Yeah, just enjoying the scenery. Enjoying being out of the house, away from your work or whatever, just you in the open road.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
One that actually didn't make it, that I just sent James recently, I think one of those songs.
The Dare from Transformers?
Fuck yes, it was. I swear, do you have it?
No, I don't have
it. You should fucking have it. I swear to God. That, you know, first of all.
Listen, Cold Slither.
I don't co-written by Vince DiCola, who went to Lancaster fucking Catholic High School right here, motherfucker.
You alumni. Are no Vince DiCola.
No, he is. Well, he's Vince DiCola. I went to his high school, and so I.
You went to Vince DiCola High School?
I went to Vince DiCola High School. It's weird. There are more Pepsi people than, you know, anything else, but yeah. Anyway, so Bryce, your next song. Let's just pass the. Here we go.
Yeah.
Red light, yellow light, green light.
Fucking go!
Oh, yeah.
And again, somehow fucked up.
Only mine. I think
no, your first one was fine.
It's a little watery over here, too, yeah. Like, it's underwater.
Yeah, it's something with how it downloaded, I think. It was fine when I got them, so I don't know what's going on.
The
Moto Psycho, though. Fucking great fucking song.
Fuck, yeah.
Great riff. And it's basically talking about being in traffic and just wanting to go.
Yep.
You can't fucking go. Ugh.
I was debating on whether or not putting on Sammy Hagar's...
55?
No, actually.
Because that would have been cliche.
Heavy metal.
That's a good driving song.
You know, because it starts off slow. It's like, you know, we're bitches in leather. I don't know the words.
Clearly.
But when it ramps up, it's like, it's your one-way ticket to midnight. Call it
heavy metal.
All in all, feeling just right. Call it heavy metal noise. Yeah. That one, I got to say, for as much as the Sammy Hagar solo project was, that song, also in the original, heavy metal, the animated movie
mm-hmm.
that came out. That was also in there, so... But yeah, another honorary mention for this list.
This one I chose, this last one I chose. I was really into the band at the time. I still am into them.
Britney Spears Crossroads?
Yeah. How did you know? But the title of the song just screams driving down the road, because the one thing when you're driving, you only have one thing on your mind, and that it's
Where do I
it's all about you.
Yeah.
It's all about me. And that's what this song is called.
What's the name of the band?
Amaranthi. It's an interesting band because they're very much a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of pop influence.
I was going to say, it's an eclectic kind of metal, I would say.
Yeah. Three singers in this band. The growly
like
guy does, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have a growl singer, they have a clean singer, and then they have a female singer.
A clean singer?
A guy who sings with clean vocals.
Yeah.
But they call him a clean singer. I know what you're thinking. I'm going to punch you in the chin.
No, it's actually thinking Clinger from MASH. So there's a guy in
That's
drag.
The guy who sings. Yeah. Jamie Farr sings.
He's trying to sing to get a Section 8.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm done with this goddamn Korean conflict.
But
I'm
it's
done.
Like every time I hear this song, I want to drive.
Yeah.
I want to forget everything. I just want to think about myself for a while and just be by myself and just fucking drive. It's all about me for just a couple of hours.
If you really want to talk about a just driving thing,
mm-hmm.
get on a motorcycle, put your headphones in.
Oh my God,
hit
yeah.
shuffle.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate driving experience.
Malia won't let me A, shave my beard, and B, have a motorcycle. I'm like, how about a motorcycle? She's like, nope.
Nope.
Nope. Well, what about it? Nope.
Nope.
I can't even have like one of those.
No.
I can't have a Segway. Can't
have, like, you can those, have, those you can have boards a, that you don't can have
cover.
A big wheel.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Sorry. I'm looking at I have a van that looks like it was built by fucking Fisher Price.
I know we picked these three songs, but we've got some time. I want to. What are some songs that didn't make the list for.
Oh God!
And why did they not make the list?
Sabotage, pretty much anything off of Call of the Mountain
yeah.
King.
Every time Jim and I would go to yeah. Bryce's, we were blasting Sabotage, and it was really yeah. hard to drive because we kept doing the air guitar solos.
Totally, yeah. anything off of Call of the Mountain King, Wake of the Magellan, fucking even Power of the Night, Edge of Thorns, any of that shit. Anything Sabotage does, it feels like every album is built for fucking cruising.
I got another good question after we, like, hear what Bryce didn't
put on there. He's
see that's a hard one because it really depends on my mood.
Yeah, well,
it depends. Like, am I riding the bike? Am I driving?
Yeah,
the bike has a whole different feel because if I go too heavy, I start speeding on that thing. Because it gets away.
And
from
then it's
me.
Like Tron, where there's like this ribbon. Behind him of like energy and light.
If anyone goes into it, they just disintegrate.
Fuck
yeah.
Fuck them. Sorry, you're done. You're done. Get the fuck out of my wake, bitch.
For myself, Judas Priest Painkiller.
Oh yeah,
that fucking.
I will
drum.
Say Death's cover of Judas Priest Painkiller.
Yeah,
I find that one.
Anything
more
by Ten Masked
enjoyable.
Men, fucking great drive. Especially their cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time.
What?
I don't think we've ever horrified you with that.
Nope.
No, and I've slept well every night because of which. Pantera.
You want to see something funny? I'll play it for my wife and you can watch her cringe. She fucking hates
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to anger the woman that kills people for fun. You know?
What about like a full album?
What about you?
Judas Priest Painkiller. God, again, like Bryce, it really depends on the mood, you know?
Okay, so flat out long run, and then we'll do like, you know, an in time, like a slow cruise, something that you just want to kind of enjoy.
Slow cruise. Oh God. I just had it too.
In all honesty, and fucking mock me because I know you will, Simon and Garfunkel. Classic fucking.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't
fucking
nothing
like
wrong with a slow
the
cruise.
The Boxer. God damn it. Anything off of their best hits album, like, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, mm-hmm. Cecilia, any of that shit is just, it's just, it kills the time in the best possible way. And that's all I'll say.
So what about when you're pissed off and you're driving? Is there a song
Well, what
you
about you? What
there?
About a slow cruise for you?
Oh, shit.
Do you even go slow? I mean,
no.
Yes. No. I start the car, it's in third gear.
I was going to say, what is that, like the low gears that I hear about that I've never...
Yeah, see, I've got, I think I've got a couple for myself. Number one slow cruise song is Judas Priest, Angel.
Ooh.
Fucking love that song. It's just,
you're heavy on the Priest, and there's nothing wrong with it, but you're heavy on the Priest.
It's a slow build with that song, because I'd say 90% of it is just acoustic, just slow, but it builds to this epic crescendo, and then it kind of dips down again, you know?
I'll also say, and again, judge me if you will, Kansas Dust in the Fucking Wind. As cliche as that might sound...
That was one of the ones you sent me on your list today.
Yeah, you know, and those are things like, you know, it sounds cheesy as hell, but, you know, if you listen to that song, there's a lot to be learned. I'm just saying.
The other one I have, and I fucking love this song, and it's a great slow cruise. Again, late at night, just drive in the middle of nowhere. Great White's The Angel Song. Fucking all piano.
Angel Song.
It was off of Twice Shy.
Okay.
They did a single for it. It's just all piano. It's just such a beautifully crafted song.
One of my favorites would probably have to be Orion by Metallica.
Oh, my God.
That would be a great driving song because you hit everything on that. You've got the fast and then the slow down through the town that you have to go through in the middle and then speed up again, you know?
Funny story about Orion specifically was... the 1980 Diarrhea Brown Ford Pinto that I drove for a while that had tank tread tires on the back and like shitty handling and a shitty battery cable that actually went out at a certain point. I had to drive to work at this dinner theater where I was working in the kitchen, and it's in the middle of a fucking snowstorm at night. My headlights are fucking dim as shit because my battery is about to die, and I'm cruising and like, I put in a cassette tape. I put in fucking...
Your battery's about to die, and you put in a cassette tape. Way to go, Jim.
Well, again, born pretty, not smart. But Orion comes on, and I swear to God, watching the snow fall on my windshield, and just like the wind blowing, and that song is... It's like you're on a slow march towards something that's not going to get any better, and it gradually builds. And
Orion
builds
is just
builds,
a great just song all around. It's so well-crafted.
Yeah.
I mean, it hits all those high notes. It hits that aggressive, punch you in the gut.
Yeah.
But then it slows down, and it's like, things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
Things are going to work out. No, here's a gut punch.
Yeah.
Because it builds up again, you know? And I fucking... That song is just so well-crafted and so well put together. It takes you on an emotional journey for about 6 minutes.
Without saying a fucking word.
Yeah.
It's all in your mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was written. I feel like that song was crafted. Like, it was built from some people that knew how to make an incredible...
Forging the notes in a forge, hammering them on an anvil, you know?
Yeah.
But long form, like a full album.
Yeah.
What's a great driving, a road trip album?
Full album. I will say...
use your words.
God damn it. Black Sabbath, Paranoid.
Good call, my friend.
Because it also, not just because it has Planet Caravan on it, but from beginning to end, you get the fairies wear boots. You know, it starts, you know, casually enough, and then just builds and builds and builds and builds. And then it peaks, and it sort of comes back down, and it ends fucking solid.
Yeah.
So we'll say Black Sabbath, Paranoid. Great singing, great cruising album.
Start good call, yeah. What about you, Bryce?
I would probably have to go with Bellacore, and the album is Of Breath and Bone.
I'm not familiar, but...
I didn't think you would, because they're from Australia, but they are...
Oh, because they're from Australia.
Phenomenal.
You know, I also...
They're
like,
from prison country, aren't
I like Dixie's Midnight Runners. I think they're from Australia, right? Are they? Or Ireland? That's another island, right? Something like that, or... No? Nobody? Where did everybody go? I keep getting left alone in here.
Big Jim's fever dream.
Big Jim died 30 years ago today.
But what about something, if you're in the car, you're angry, you want to just be angry?
Yeah.
Well, for me, before we get to that, for me, full album to drive to,
oh, yeah.
Master of Puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're starting with Battery.
Mm-hmm.
Master of Puppets, Thing That Should Not Be. I mean, the fucking, that album.
It sounds like he's building a car. Battery, Thing That Shouldn't Be, which is whatever's broken with your car.
Or where did these parts, these leftover bolts come from? Fucking Disposable Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Damage Incorporated.
Damage Incorporated.
Fuck, yeah. That's an album. And that also, when I'm fucking angry and just want to get someplace fast, Master of Puppets.
Fuck real.
Hell yeah.
Master. Master. Bastard of Muppets, I'm pulling your strings. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow. So there you go, Jim. Some tunes to get yourself ready.
I feel prepared now. I feel like I can actually make the trip and have it be not just successful but fulfilled with some awesome music suggestions from you two.
We should get him that album you were from Australia because he clearly doesn't know.
Well, that's...
Let's just get him lots of Slayer. He'll get there in like 2 days.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Slap him 2 days. I'm carrying the truck at the end.
The truck is on fire.
It's like what was the Metallica movie that they made not too long ago that based on their song from the Black Album?
Oh, Through the Never.
Through the Never, yeah. Through the Never.
Well, Jim, since this is your last show...
You're going to make me cry now, aren't you?
We, and by we, I put together... I had to listen to a lot of shows.
Oh, God.
A lot.
I pity you.
A lot.
This is why I don't edit.
A lot. So many.
Can I get a shot of whiskey real quick before
No whiskey for you. You're gonna do it dry.
Do me dry. All right.
I put together this was going to be longer. But
story,
I had to
story of my goddamn life.
I had to cut it down. Just for a lot of reasons, I had to cut it down. But I wanted to show not only our one listener but you how much you've brought to the show and how much you'll be missed.
Thank you.
So I put this together for you.
I'm showing the inside of it.
Oh God. Okay. You know what?
Yeah. Pause it.
I'm going to drop it in later because for some reason that sucks.
They all.
So Jim, your emotional response.
Fuck.
Jim,
like...
Well, just pause the show and drop it in now.
I'm not sure if that will work because it probably will suck.
I think it'll be fine. That's what we did when we did the last music
this
show.
Is what happens when you do me dry, bro. I'm just saying.
Oh, there it is.
Fuck! What the French toast? Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell. Just watching you eat it is... That's what's most important to me. It's just... Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little
hell. That's the name of the fucking show.
God, what is it on my face? Let's pretend for a hot minute that I'm a total fucking mongoloid.
I do that a lot when I'm drunk.
I had no fucking clue. Like, really?
Sometimes you can't help but just, you know, masturbate with brisket.
Shotgun candy go in mouth.
Voices. I wear her panties. She wears the pants. 1,000,000 voices. A bag of deliciousness has just been handed to me.
Why am I the disgusting one? The time has passed for choices. Golden days are passing over. Yeah. Let's put something in Jim. I can't seem to see you, baby. Although my eyes are open wide. But I know I'll see you once more. When I see you. Where does one find lard nuggets? This fat fuck, he knows where to find them. Eat it slow, eat it slow. You know, skin on skin, just like, yeah. How many other big gyms have been on another podcast? Maintain smiles! That got weird. My penis is called Mariarty. I remember the first time I ever actually got a chance to fire a gun. I was up in the hills with Don Frost, and we had some AKs. Don walked around behind me and took a small rock and threw it at my ass and totally pinged me in the butt cheek. And I swear to God, I thought it was a ricochet. I'm like, oh, you got hit. No, she was just smiling and nodding, just like, oh yeah, no.
Are there any dudes in this pile?
And then I fucked them both.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you both.
You know, every time I hear a good game, I remember. You should, touch the youth of today. Actually, maybe not touch.
When I fart, it whistles! When I farted, whistled. Gone. Joke sniper. Done. Problem solved.
You're an asshole. Like, it's using me to make me cry. That's not right. That's
I gotta say, putting this together was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I did the same thing when we were in Montana, and Samantha and I were saying goodbye. I did a song tribute to her, but this one was much harder because you and I are so much closer than Samantha and I were, and we'd been through so much. Going through
did
this podcast.
Sex with you?
No. Just that weird bondage shit.
Shh, put this ball in your mouth.
Going through this and having to listen to all the old shows to find snippets, I was simultaneously laughing because you've never failed to make me laugh, and I was crying because I knew this when I played this was it. It's, you know, this podcast has gone through so many different eras, and this is the end of yet another chapter, but it's not goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Is it's not goodbye, it's just see you later, you know. And I want you to know, and I want our listener to know how much you've meant to the show. Yeah. And I felt this was appropriate.
Congratulations, you've succeeded in making me a soggy mess.
Yes! I'm two for two!
Is that the only reason why you put this together?
Yep.
What can I do to sort of rip James' fucking heart out of his goddamn chest?
Spike it on the floor.
And stomp on it.
As I've said before.
And the thing is, like I said, it was going to be longer. I had
story of my life.
I had
it should have been longer.
Dream Warriors.
Oh God.
Followed by Hall of the Mountain King.
Oh God.
Followed by the slow part in Orion.
Yeah.
Followed by the Bard song.
Oh fuck you.
Into this. And the problem was I was running out of time, and I had still so many shows to go through.
Yeah.
And I just like, you know what? I'm just gonna get to the heart of it.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Let's take this sword and make it into a dagger so it just goes right in the heart and
Twist
so it.
Don't waste all the effort. Yeah. Just all you need.
Yeah. I had played the long version, what I had for Bryce, and he was tearing up. So when I shortened it down.
I think you had feelings. Like, really?
Well, that's why he didn't cry.
He
got it out of his system.
I got that one tear. It just,
the one,
it was
yeah.
black in it.
But he sucked it back into his eyes. Like, no!
You don't go. You
shall
me.
Not pass.
But Bree
shall not pass.
Bree listened to it with me, you know, as I'm going through and I'm pulling all these bits and all these so many moments that we've shared on this show, so much laughter, but also so many points where we got serious and at least for the three of us made each other think.
Yeah.
And really got to the core of what it is to be human. And that is, you know, to laugh and to love. And there's been a lot of that on this show.
Agreed.
So thank you. From my heart, thank you.
Fuck, man. I can't.
Now get the fuck out.
Here's your hat.
Here's
the
door.
There's the door, bitch.
Take your fucking whiskey.
Listen here, soggy pants. No. When I got on to KUFO back in like 2000, fucking whatever it was.
2000 failed.
I was terrified because I had no idea what to do or how to do it. I just knew that I was pretty funny and quick on my feet, and that's all I really knew. If it wasn't for people like James Robinson, who took your fucking time to help me, and you know, regardless of how you felt about Marconi, regardless of how you felt about whatever, you know, you and I had like this fucking shared bond, and you to me were like, you know, you were Jedi Spooky. You were fucking, you were the dude behind the fucking, the board that knew how to make all the fucking buttons and make all that shit make sense. And not only that, but you were able to talk, you know, simpleton to me so that
Listen, Jim, you don't do these things at the same time, you fucking chud.
No, do same thing at same time. Okay. Sound good to me. But, you know, you did that, and at the same time, like, we would just, we would get bored because a lot of times we were kind of like just the grunts of the station.
We were. And we were always full of great ideas, great radio ideas.
Yeah.
And the only one who ever heard them was us.
Yeah. Well, and then Dennis, who unfortunately couldn't be with us today,
yeah,
brought us on as a duo to be a part of his show. And so there we were actually able to take our talents and put them together and create all those great bumpers.
And totally ruined Dennis's show.
Oh, my God. And I think the automotive industry as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we didn't just take down a radio show.
Automotive show?
Well,
it was supposed to be.
But then once Miles Around met the same demise as fucking the Marconi show, as did KUFO as a whole, CBS Radio, you went your own way. And you and Bryce started your own show. And I remember coming over to the old spot that you guys used to have.
Yep.
Where was it? It's just
south of here. Yeah.
Just not that far from here. Way. And coming over there and playing, bless you, going over there and playing Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
With you
two.
Yeah.
That was one of the best nights we ever had. Two TVs set up, two Xboxes, playing God Left 4 Dead together.
I remember my ass would get so flat sitting in front of the coffee table because it was just like, fuck it. No, eyes. I wouldn't blink. Like, it was just like the save point. I realized my
and we got to
so
thank Rick Emerson
dry.
For turning us on to that game because he talked about it for months before I got it.
But I could see.
Fuck Lewis. That's all I got to say. Fuck Lewis.
Hey, Lewis saved my ass I don't know how many fucking times. Probably also shot him a couple of times, too. Yeah, and took his shit. But
once.
No.
Twice.
When I saw the interaction that you and Bryce had together, I'm just like, okay, that's something fucking, you know, you don't manufacture. It's something that fucking happens naturally over time. And when you both asked me to be a part of your podcast, just as a guest, do like I think the first one was just a commentary.
I believe so, yeah. The first commentary we ever did, we had you on. Because I don't think we had you on an episode.
I don't think so,
We had Dennis on an episode.
Yeah.
But when we first decided to do the commentaries, the first person I thought of was you.
Thank you.
And the first movie we watched was The Human Centipede.
Was that the first one?
That was the first one.
Oh, Jesus.
Because Bryce and I
had
watched
it. Yep.
And we thought...
Okay, who jerked off first? Who jerked off first? Who?
We do not speak their name.
Okay.
There's a third member that was there that we have since parted ways from.
Dr. Laser or Dietrich Laser?
It was the first Big Jim.
Ah. Oh, sadly, yeah.
So we watched this movie. We had to stop it in the middle because we were just so horrified by what we were seeing.
See, we were so turned on.
So we finished watching the movie, and we talked about it on the air, and then... one of our first podcasts, we talked about it, about watching it and stuff. And then afterwards, we got the idea to watch it again, but to have you watch it with us and record it. And that was the first commentary. And we had so much fun with that.
Yeah.
We were like, we have to do this once a month. So that became our very first benchmark, the first viewing commentaries.
I'm honored at that. Well, honored and confused and horrified at the same time because I had heard so much buildup about that movie. until it, you know, until we watched it and just like, holy shit, hold on, that guy looks just like fucking Christopher Walken. And so after
German
that,
Christopher Walken
was like, say everything he said out of his mouth, we just like hear it as Christopher Walken would say it. Fucking all the
and that made the commentary so much better because we were just gonna watch it and like talk about it, but it became a comedy phenomenon.
Yeah,
for us. But it's like, and then it was like, okay, you know what? We have to do this once a month. We have to pick a movie none of us have ever seen.
Yeah.
Because so that way we go in cold. We have no idea what we're going to see, and let's just see what tumbles out of our mouths.
You know,
and we had some really good ones, and we had some really, really bad ones.
Well, the problem usually was that the worse the movie, the more quiet we would be because it was so bad.
Well, and we got so sucked into the horror of it.
Yeah.
Just pun intended.
Curious about the whole thing.
But we've seen some movies that have given us so much comedy gold.
Yeah.
FDR, American Badass.
Thank you, Bryce.
Fucking, I can't think of any others.
Haunting in Connecticut.
Haunting in Connecticut. Yeah. When we started...
Midnight Meat Train.
It wasn't really until we started watching, like, bigger movies that we were getting gold. Yeah. But we did find something like Midnight Meat Train and a Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh God.
Jesus.
You know?
That one I don't think we commentated much on because it was just so bad shit. We're like, what the fuck are we looking at?
Tentacles! For no reason at all. Cut tentacles. To tentacles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine that there's somewhere a guy like spitballing this to like a production company. Okay, so okay, we're going to have Rucker Hauer. He's going to have a shotgun. He's going to be a hobo. And then tentacles for no reason. Stop drilling. You've hit cash. Big sick of money. Toss on the table.
Do it.
All you need. All you fucking need.
So I don't think we ever actually... So that era ended when Bree and I went to Montana.
Yeah.
And I honestly thought it was done. I thought it had died. Because we'd finally gotten a website. We had had so many commentaries, so many great shows.
Thank you, GoDaddy, for nothing.
Yeah, fuck you. So Bree and I went to Montana. And that's where I met Samantha. And it was like, we were both in this shitty situation. We vented to each other. I mentioned that I had a podcast. She listened to it. She liked it. She liked the idea of it. So we got together and did a podcast for 3 or 4 months. Some of the best shit. And again, continued the commentary. And Samantha's and my first commentary was teeth.
Oh, God. Wow.
But then we had a series of
vaginal
movies.
Vaginal Dentata.
Yeah.
For those of you
we had a
at
series
home.
Of movies where we would just watch The Rock. Because it was hilarious listening to her drool the over Rock. The Rock.
The Rock with The Rock or The Rock?
Little Rock.
Dwayne
The Rock Johnson.
Oh, okay.
No. He knows it as Dwayne The Rock Jensen.
Yes, yeah. I thought you were talking about the Nicolas Cage.
No.
Sean Connery.
So, yeah, we watched a few movies, and a lot of them starred The Rock. But we both got fired on the same day. We went for, I think we went about a month where we were doing constant commentaries, like daily.
Yeah.
Just talking about life and, you know.
Not looking for jobs. We're going to do a commentary again.
Well,
today.
We were both trying to figure things out, you know. And from the time we got fired to the time she left, it was really fast. And then, you know, from the time I got fired and then time we left was... pretty fast. I mean, I think a couple weeks after she left, we left.
Yeah.
So again, the second version of Not Another Podcast. So when it came back, the first thing I wanted to do and the one thing I was most excited about was pulling this back together, and Bryce was immediately on board. I think the first weekend we were back, we were recording again. And of course, once that happened, it was like, I got to get in touch with Jim because we're going to do the commentaries again. Yeah. So it was getting you back. And then we started having you guest. And I think once that happened, we got to see, or listener got to see a side of you that only Bryce and I got to see, you know. And I don't know why we didn't do it sooner, just have you a permanent part of the show. And for me, that's, I think, for the show, the biggest regret.
Well, again, it all
because you've given us so much gold.
It came
and
together
a fear of meat.
Yeah. much prefer to have it come together late and have it end strong than have it started earlier and then have it kind of play itself out.
Yeah.
And like here comes meat fucker again or whatever.
With the whole show, I don't think we would ever got to that point.
Well,
I don't think it would have gone downhill.
See,
like
the
that.
Problem is, the only time that we really got to hang out was doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And so long as we were hanging out and having a good time, it never would have got tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And I think, and that's why this show will endure, because as long as we come together, yeah, we have a good time, this show will continue.
So this isn't again, like you said, this isn't
this
goodbye.
Is, this is not yeah. goodbye.
This is, I'll see you later.
This is yeah. just the next evolution of this show. And I'm very excited because the things that Bryce and I have planned are not only going to allow you to come back on a weekly basis, but also allow Samantha to come back on a weekly basis. So
have regular sex with us, whether we want to or not.
Whether we want to or not.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for it. Samantha is very excited for it. It's just going to take some logistics for Bryce and I to figure out.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I couldn't say thank you enough because once...
And you will never have to.
Okay. Well, then great. Then
so shut the fuck up. Yeah. This is over. Get the fuck out. We're sick of you, Jim. Just shut up. Shut up.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.